Brittany Haler is a Pittsburgh-based journalist who reports on topics like addiction and incarceration. But her debut book is a memoir. It's titled Animal You'll Surely Become, and it's largely about family secrets, including secrets Haler herself kept for years. She tells 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll how she started writing about herself. A warning, this interview contains language about sexual abuse.
Well, I went to grad school at Chatham. At that time, my dad was in active addiction, and the day before I started school, he kind of went crazy and called me and told me things that weren't true, and I wasn't sure what was happening. So I walked onto campus feeling like this kid with a secret kind of thing. The director of the program noticed that I was upset, and she took me into her office and told me about Words Without Walls, which was this program where Chatham students teach creative writing to people in rehab. So I started going to Sojourner House and teaching poetry and nonfiction, and realized that I was asking these women to be vulnerable in ways that I wasn't. So I started writing alongside them. A lot of the first iterations of this book started in a rehab center, literally writing alongside students.
And had you written before that?
I was a journalist. Like, I wrote literary journalism. I wrote about horses and saddlers and, like, didn't tell anybody about this secret that I had.
Maybe it's a good time now to read the passage about where you growing up.
I was born to two alcoholics, a mother and father in their early 20s who sang lullabies to their babies. We lived on the mainland of a mile-long island called Solomon's. My mother, a dark-skinned Italian woman with eyes like espresso. My father, a blonde, blue-eyed American mutt, tall and skinny as a rail. Back then, everyone knew my father was a drunk and my mother left him. They knew my mother succumbed to addiction as well. An awareness of my family system, how they interacted with the community and my identity, bubbled up at an early age. I learned to hide and run away as consequence.
And you talk about, the line is, I think you met your father when you were 25.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was this episode where you learned about him being abused as a child by Catholic priests. Mm-hmm. Do you want to read a little bit? Do you have a short passage there that you
can? Yeah. To set this up, my dad and I had just saw Spotlight in the manor on Squirrel Hill, and he was weeping, so I was like, oh my God, something is happening here. We walk out of the theater, and he tells me that he was raped. We ordered coffee. He told me the priest's name. There were other boys, lots of them. My dad spoke evenly. He sat up straight. He seemed lighter. He seemed, for the first time, at ease. The only image he gave me was this. His boyhood clothes and a lump on the floor, and him, naked, picking them up afterwards while the priest watched. When he was 11, my father told his mother about his abuse. She didn't believe him. A devout Catholic, she told him to keep it to himself. She signed him up for more spiritual counseling with the priest. She pushed him into the fire. Another reporter says in Spotlight that, if it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village to abuse them. Dad kept repeating that line all night.
Let's talk about the book broadly now. Mm-hmm. You're calling it a memoir with poems, I think.
Yeah.
And why did you decide on that form?
My dad told me about his abuse. I had never written about my own before. And in some ways, it triggered me, you know. And so I started writing these really strange prose poems about deer and realized that I was writing about my own sexual trauma. That was sort of how I was able to articulate my own story. It was sort of making it more magical or distancing myself from it in some ways. So the book kind of vacillates between this very strange, weird, short prose poems that are about deer or magic somehow, but also sexual trauma, and then these longer essays that are kind of more to the point in saying this is what happened.
That was Brittany Haler talking with WESA's Bill O'Driscoll about her new memoir, Animal You'll Surely Become. Haler previously reported for WESA.